the seventh article to our People's Bill of Rights reads, it's in suits of common law, comma, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, comma, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved. And no fact tried by a jury, comma, shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States, comma, than according to the rules of common law. Okay, this is one of the articles that has been severely attacked. This is why, I mean, with the removal of our courts, I mean, you remove everything. With the removal of the jurisdiction, you remove everything. But the pretense that there's some kind of a legitimate government operating in this country is completely dispelled when you remove the law, the basic law, your basic rights. The Seventh Amendment doctor, this is a Seventh Amendment doctor, fought for jury trial and lost. And we're going to hit a couple of examples of the destruction of the Seventh Article to our absolute unalienable Bill of Rights. A $200 mistake cost Dr. Morris Knetz his right to a jury trial. So later this month, his legal team will continue to process of defending the doctor in a civil bench trial before a solitary judge. It's not what his lawyers wanted. They preferred a jury decided if Knetz is to blame for the 2009 suicide of Christopher Berry, an 11-year-old boy from Alliance. I don't want to get deep into this. I've got like a couple of big articles that are, I mean, just show the total dismissal of our right, our seventh article right. Let's see where we did. In 50 words, the amendment makes clear the importance of a jury in civil cases. And no, it's not civil, it's civil criminal. It is an absolute right to the jury. Yeah, this just goes to show you how they've been dismantling without any authority and in violation of the ninth article. Experts agree that the farmers wanted to protect citizens against possible judicial corruption by allowing common people to also issue verdicts. No, it doesn't say also. It says absolutely that will be the verdicts will come from the seventh article jury. It doesn't say that. I mean, when I was reading this article, I saw what they were doing, and I mean, this is the usurpers dismantling our Bill of Rights right in front of our faces. Let's go on down here. But keep in mind the amendment that this is from Canton Rep. Okay. But keep in mind now. Listen to what I'm saying here. The amendment does not guarantee a right to a jury trial. Let's read this. I mean, they must think that we're so stupid that we can't interpret simple statements and words. In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury, the right, it's a right, an unalienable right by trial of jury, shall be preserved. Shall be preserved against a PDA. Instead, it says the right shall be preserved. I mean, what are they trying to tell you here? But keep in mind, the amendment does not guarantee a right. Yes, it does. All of these rights are guaranteed. They are unalienable, can't be touched. And the ninth article says they cannot be changed in any way or diminished in any way. And the government's never had any authority to even interpret them. National scholars and experts have debated the topic of the vanishing trial as more and more cases reach a conclusion without seeing a courtroom. They blame increased use of summary judgment, which enables judges to dismiss a case based on an apparent lack. The judge was never to be a jury. In the common law, he is not a juror. In the admiralty now, he's the captain of a ship. He has total authority. But we are guaranteed the common law. It is our self-governance that they're talking about. It's been removed. It's been replaced. And the judge can summarily, and this is what happens to most people who, when they go to try to enforce their rights and enforce the common law. I mean, just like with the Bundys, I'm sure that there has been a many filing put forth that trying to, you know, force the common law. And summarily, just what is summarily dismissed by the judge? The judge has no authority to summarily dismiss. The only person, when you file a common law complaint, the only person that can dismiss that cause is the person who filed it. Period. And we've talked about it before when they were replacing our common law with this admiralty administrative judicial. This is one of the things in the beginning when they were making the transference. You remember, people, you had to have that complaint. And only you could drop that complaint. Not the state. Not this entity that has, I mean, we're talking pure color of law here now. And they're, you know, coming out in your face with it. We were at the scholars increased based on apparent lack of merits and on judges encouraging settlements to clear the dockets. Think about what they're trying to say here. That this is how they spit on our rights. This is how they spit on our authority. This is how they spit on us. This is how they dismiss us from the equation. Tell us we're not stakeholders in our own country. It's a lie. This is fraud. This is tyranny. This is usurpation. In the 2011 annual report of the Ohio Supreme Court, justices noted that only 2% of civil cases in the U.S. ever reach a jury. It reported that the rate in Ohio was even less, about 1.3%, and it has declined every year for the past decade as our rights have been removed for the past decade. It is a right. I mean, we're going to see other decisions here. There was a couple more places I wanted to look in this article. They talk about this case where what the doctor did is, in the first place, he's in the admiralty. He's not in the proper jurisdiction, but, you know, he's doing business and he's in bed with the state. So it's really kind of apples and oranges. But when you declare that right, see, what he's doing is trying to declare his right to a jury trial in the admiralty when he's not in the military or a member of the government. And this contractual thing we've been talking about where the government made a contract with you and removed your rights. Well, I got news for you. The government can't make a contract that removes my rights. They have no authority to do so. And this assertion is declared in the 9th article to our People's Bill of Rights. It says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or discourage others retained by the people. They cannot create any kind of authority using that Constitution, which is the only authority they have. If they're a legitimate government, which they are not, it's the only authority they have and they just can't do it. But they have. 2 years later, let's see, where were we here? Failing. Okay, the doctor's lawyers denied liability by Kenst and requested a jury hear the case. If it got that far in the legal process, at the end of November, the court issued an order stating all required court costs deposits for jury's demands must be paid within 5 days of the demand. Should costs for a jury demand not be paid, the court will strike the jury demand. And see, you got a commercial court running here. They can't tell you your right to a jury trial is removed because you can't afford it. It's like any of your other rights. Well, you just can't afford it. You have to buy that right. There is no conditions on your rights. They are. Let's see. It's the Supreme Court. Now, Kent's lawyer appealed to the Ohio Supreme Court. They said the judge denied the doctor's Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial, a right they pointed out also guaranteed by the Constitution of Ohio. In their pleas, two lawyers representing the doctor also asked the state Supreme Court to disqualify Forishian, that was the judge that did this, or not judge, this was the corporate usurper is all you can call him. He's an usurper. He should be tried for treason and hung. From presiding over the case, they accused him of being prejudiced against them based not only on his decision, but his tone and mannerisms. And we can go past that because I want to get, like I said, we got a lot to cover here. Besides technicality, the Seventh Amendment doesn't apply to the state and local courts. This is the Ohio Supreme Court talking. Besides technically, the Seventh Amendment doesn't apply to the state and local courts. It applies to every goddamn court. Now, this is where they're trying to play these games with us. Now, after the Revolutionary War, when the Constitution, we were, before the states were states, before the states became states, before it was all authorized, supposedly authorized by the people to put this government together. It was understood that the rights outlined in the Bill of Rights that had been attached to the federal constitution were the law across the land. Not to mention all these rights are in the state constitutions, which have been corrupted. They've been changed. When they incorporated, they've been changed to corporate charters. This is still a usurpation of our Bill of Rights and a removal of our jurisdiction, our authority over our own lives and over the government that's supposed to serve us. The Seventh Amendment doesn't apply to state and local courts, said one legal expert. Oh, yeah, I bet you are, you pettifogging Jew. There are very few parts of the Bill of Rights that haven't been incorporated, but the Seventh Amendment is one of them, explained Michael Green. I mean, this is always, you'd have tried this shit, even 50 years ago, you'd have been shot. We didn't incorporate that into your right to a goddamn trial. That's what, this is what this is trying to say here. That means the U.S. Supreme Court has never made a decision that expanded the Seventh Amendment. The Supreme Court has no authority to make any decision on the People's Bill of Rights. It is outside their authority. They cannot examine it. They cannot evaluate it. They cannot say what it is and what it is not. It is prohibited by the Ninth Article. They have zero authority over the Bill of Rights. But see, this is this corporate crap that they're trying to sell us as our free government, and it is not. It is an incorporated, it is the international corporate mafia operating inside our borders, period. This is a takeover of our country. This is the enslavement of our people. If you do not have the right to jury trial, I mean, the reason it was put, well, we got more here we'll go into. This means the U.S. Supreme Court has never, okay, we did that. The Seventh Amendment is a federal court argument, not state, Green said. Really? You hear what they're trying to tell you here? This has been recognized and established over 240 years, but now they're telling you, well, we never really talked about it for the states. And all of a sudden, you know, after the so-called Civil War, when it was declared that the federal jurisdiction was superior, remember, that's what it was all about. All of a sudden, have you noticed that all these states, they really should be able to make their own. Like they should be able to become little dictatorships and take the rights away from the people at the state level. It'd be okay, right? No. It is treachery at any level. And I've said it before, the state governments are no more legit than this federal government because they have been usurped. They have violated their contracts. They have violated the people. They have violated our rights, and they continue to do so. And let's see, I mean, let's just keep going here. Trump tort reform threatens the Seventh Amendment. This is from Washington Times on February 28th. President Donald Trump gave an amazing speech to the American people during a joint session of Congress. While everyone gives the speech the good marks it deserves, I mean, Washington, you see, well, I guess the dictator spoke. And he is a dictator by definition of our language. We're operating under war powers. Our bill, we told you our Bill of Rights was removed when they went under war powers illegally. When Abraham Lincoln first illegally declared martial law, he had no authority to do it. It was a violation of the Ninth Article. The people should have shot them all. In the first place, back in the colonies, when these aristocrats went to put this in place, the people should have shot them. Go ahead.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Are there any countries that are not run under a dictatorship?
I know of none. I mean, it's a monarchy. You look at Canada. Canada, you know, they claim, oh, they're all democracies, really. You know, Canada was going to replace the prime minister up there with somebody that the queen didn't like. She came to Canada and said, no, you're not, and they didn't. I mean, it's all been undercover because there's so many people that we would wipe them out in about a heartbeat if everybody realized what was going on at once and thought that that's like that gnome over there sitting on the bench over there, the throne over there in England, thought they were just gonna, you're my property, really? I'll show you property. I'll show you a rope around your nasty old neck and I'll hang you and let you rot in the streets, you old crone. And this is really who's behind this. This is the crown heads of Europe trying to establish a monarchy over the people once again. Be it under the guise of communism, fascism, whatever it is, democracy, horse poo poo. Let's see here. The right to a jury trial is probably the most important right given to us in the Constitution. Not given to us. Not given to us. We took it. This is where they want to, you know, turn everything around 180 degrees. This is a Jew tactic. Turn around. Well, we gave that to you. So, no, you didn't. We shot your ass up and took it. And we declared it. And it should have been enforced at the barrel of that gun at every instance. I mean, like I said, we're into this knee deep, up, go ahead and up to our necks. But we're going to have to do a lot more killing than we would have had to do. And a lot of more of us are going to have to die because of people that buy crap like I just read to you. The right is probably most important. Given. That word given. It was not given to us. We were born with it. No, you don't get born and then it's given to you. You are born with it. All your rights. In the Constitution. No, in the People's Bill of Rights. Which is a separate document than our work contract with our lackeys that were supposed to be our lackeys. That now think they're going to become our masters. Most know the First, Second, and famously the Fifth Amendment and the right to remain silent. Most people could not even tell you what the Third Amendment is. Well, we know what that is. I bet you most of the people listening to this broadcast can. And they go to the, you know, requiring troops in your homes and what might have you. We've gone over it. And the Seventh Amendment, the right to jury trial. Yeah, most people probably can't. And we know why, don't we? It has been a deliberate. I mean, they have taken and tried to bury the Bill of Rights in a 100-foot hole and put rocks on top of it and then built a building on top of that, but it ain't going away because it's not just what's written there. It's the idea of, and the idea is quite alive. The idea of being free of somebody else not being able to tell you how you're going to conduct your life, not living under another's will. The right to jury trial is probably the most important given. No, not given. Just lie after lie after lie. It is the only right specifically mentioned in two of the amendments to the Constitution. And they're not amendments. They are articles within the Bill of Rights, which is a single amendment that can't be amended. I guess their idea here is you're just going to take that whole amendment being the Bill of Rights away. Well, then we're back where we were at Lexington and Concord. Time to shoot you. Time to hang you. You are a handful that think you're going to enslave our armed population. I'm telling you, people, it is past time to deal with these arrogant bastards. The right to a jury trial in all criminal cases is granted. I mean, it's not granted. Nobody granted any of our Bill of Rights to us. We took it straight up. It's ours. We declared it. It wasn't granted. It was declared in the Sixth Amendment. And the right to jury trial in a civil case is guaranteed in the Seventh Amendment. Now, here you have somebody else saying it is guaranteed. Remember the other ones? Well, you know, it really wasn't guaranteed. I mean, it doesn't mean that you get a jury trial just because it says it's a guaranteed right. That don't mean a guaranteed right. The English language doesn't mean what you think it means. We'll write it down again, and we'll redefine the words, and we'll tell you what it means. Well, we're going to tell you what a few words mean, too, like lock and load. Unfortunately, President Trump has bought into the myth of frivolous lawsuits. No, he is a billionaire. He is one of the people that would oppress us. He is one of the people that would have us over at that ditch getting that bullet through our head so he could take our country away from us. He's a dirty piece of trash. He's an internationalist, dirty piece of treasonous trash, period. Frivolous lawsuit. Frivolous lawsuits are, and you know this frivolous lawsuit thing, all of these lawsuits, you know, going through what they call the ambulance chasers, this is all in the Admiralty. This is all their dirty deals that we can do this and we can do that. And none of it is legal. You have to remember that. None of this was supposed to be intercourse with the people. The frivolous lawsuits they're talking about are in the Admiralty. The people who go there are all officers of the ship. And the idea is somebody's going to take some money and give it to somebody else. It's about money. It has a damn thing to do with justice. In fact, quite the opposite. Unfortunately, let's see. Frivolous lawsuits are a fable made up by the Chamber of Congress and big insurance, which want to deny citizens their day in court. Well, absolutely. What's your point? They have completely removed your rights from you. Our Bill of Rights is removed. Make no mistake about it, people. They have done it. I mean, I think they want to just come up and go, we took it from you. Now get in line. But there's so many idiots out there to go, no, we're free people. Freest people on the planet. We're so free. retards. I mean, let's go vote. And if we, I don't like the way things are going. Heck, I got my right to vote. That's, yeah, whatever. Chamber of Commerce insurance company, which deny people their day in court. Lawyers don't file frivolous lawsuits. Oh, they don't. Oh, please. I mean, just like I said, we're talking in another world here, trying to explain something that has been buried in the ground with a building built on top of it. But we know it's down there. We know it belongs to us. It doesn't have to be in our hands. It's a part of us. But I mean, these pettifoggers, these low-life, scum, parasitic pieces of trash. There's out there, I mean, this is to convince somebody who doesn't know no better. Well, I guess I'm just a slave. And so many would just accept it. America's, go ahead.
Henry DeEasy, just people to control are slaves who think they're free.
You man, absolutely, brother. I mean, this is one of the least, I mean, with all the other countries, like Flea pointed out, they're all under dictatorships. There's no place on this planet that ain't under a dictatorship. But we're under the worst one. And we're the ones that wave the flag and show, we're free, we're free people, we're going to go over and we're going to kill some Iraqis for our freedom and our liberties. Maybe we'll get some of them people from Qatar. I hear they got oil. So we can go over there and kill them for freedom and liberty. It is the biggest lie that ever, I mean, and for an a people who should be at this point in the ballgame pretty darn educated across the board and around the world even. For this to fly, I mean, just that handful of traitors, though. When you control the medium, and how do they control the media? The medium. They control it through the control of the currency. Rothschild said it in Pawns in the Game. I don't care who makes the law, so long as I print the money. So they control the narrative, and they try to make you... They've got 20 people over there that are signed up and on board with this totalitarianism. They're masochists. They want to be tortured. But that's the American people. Put the camera on them. Yes, and show the numbers. Oh, yes, we have a poll. Put the numbers on those 20 people. Yeah, 100% of the people want to be tyrannized. Oh, goody. Okay, I guess that's it. Then we're done. And this is how ridiculous it's gotten, people. America's founding fathers reserved the jury trial system for both the civil and criminal case. Yes, they did. In 1751, in South Carolina, the state legislature declared that any person who shall endeavor to deprive us of so glorious a privilege, and this pisses me off here, see, because here was a Mason. You know, they had a Mason writing in, you know, helping them write this. We should put it in there, a glorious privilege. No, it isn't a privilege. It is an absolute right. It is a right that either it's life or death. That's how serious this right is. If you can't prosecute your own life, you are living under the will of another, you are not free. You cannot be. Privilege of trial by jury. No, right of trial by jury was an enemy of the people, and they are. And this son of a gun that wrote this is an enemy of the people. Calling your rights privileges. That's one of the tactics they have used to chip away at the Bill of Rights. They are not privileges. They are absolute rights, unalienable rights, cannot be touched. You can't give them away. So they sure as heck can't take them. In 17, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint.
In 1776, George Mason wrote in Virginia's Declaration of Rights, "The ancient trial by jury is preferable to any other and ought to be sacred. It is held sacred except by the big business corporates who believe that rights exist only for the corporate elite and not for the average American citizen." And what you can replace in here is aristocracy. The same aristocracy that was hijacking the uprising and calling it the Revolutionary War in 1776, that's who he's talking about. And it was these corporate interests. I mean, that's who came to Philadelphia and put together that constitution that gave them all power. And then it was the everything that we saw predicted in the Anti-Federalist Papers that this power would be used for against us has come to fruition. The Bill of Rights was put there to check it and make sure that it never happened, but we had to enforce it. It goes, unfortunately for the Seventh Amendment, it has few defenders in Congress. It's a corporate takeover. It is not our Congress. The Constitution was usurped a whole long time ago. This is an occupying force. It isn't our Constitution. Think about it, people. Your rights, Congress is some bureaucrat is going to defend your rights. Not a chance. The biggest defender of the Seventh Amendment is the Trial Lawyers Association. I guess it's finished then, ain't it? Because they have no, the trial lawyers are professionals. They have no standing in the common law. None at all. They cannot practice in the common law. They are professionals. They are agents of the government. They are agents of a foreign government because it's not our government. They are agents of the occupation. Trial Lawyers Association, which means no one in Washington is defending the Seventh Amendment. Hello? The trial lawyers long ago became little more than a fundraising arm for the Democratic Party, abandoning any pretense of working with Republicans. Oh, this Republicans, Republicans want you to have that Bill of Rights we're talking to. I said, who's doing this? Oh, Trump. Oh, this is the Republican platform. Oh, Trump. Oh, wait a minute. It's the Democrats. Wait a minute. The only other defense of the Seventh Amendment comes from the House Freedom Caucus. Oh, yeah, boy, they're defending us, boy. I mean, that's why this is going down right now, that, you know, they're this tort reform, just to completely, if you and I go to sue one of these rich billionaires, well, there's just no standing for that because, well, you're just a common man and he's a billionaire and that's the only excuse they got to give. There's no law in this, people. None. This is just saying that, yeah, the corporate elite, the aristocracy have completely taken over and we're untouchable by you, which is demonstrated, I mean, time and again. Look at 2008. I mean, who embezzled trillions of dollars from the people of the United States? Well, these people, we knew exactly who they were. We knew that the regulators that we had hired that were supposed to monitor them had gone along with this theft of our resource and theft of our property. And you know what? They're too big to jail. Not too big. They're the aristocracy. They can't be jailed. They're the aristocracy. They're above you. You are their property. Property does not sue or remove its master, the owner of the property. Millions of Americans, including recently President Trump, have said, I'll see you in court. Oh, yeah, he would, too. I mean, he could take anything you want because it isn't a court of justice. It is a court of admiralty. It is a court of military might, plain and simple. Your Bill of Rights is removed, people. I mean, to go any further in trying to say that there's any other avenue out of this, what is the seventh article? The seventh article is your only peaceful means to inserting your rights and having them enforced by your own people through the jury system, because the juries are made up of the people in common, and we're guaranteed let's get it back here, as it says. As it says, shall be preserved, and tried by the jury. So this is where we established that it's nothing but common law for us. Their admiralty law that they run the government under, which is a military government, it has no jurisdiction over us. Never has, never will. And the seventh article points out, it's another reason they want to get rid of it, not just for the suits, but because it declares the common law. And no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States, and it's written big United, big S states, then according to the rules of the common law, which means they can't do it at all because they can't operate in the common law. They can't re-examine, like if we have a trial and we declare a person innocent, they can't come back like they did with the Hammonds and say, well, we're the federal government and we want to put them in jail for 10 years just because. But that's exactly what they think they're going to do. Make no mistake about it, people. Thomas Jefferson said, I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. And isn't that what we've been saying all along? You see, if the common law were in effect, all of these charlatans out there, all these corporate mafia operating in our country, we could take them. You and I could take them. I filed the two affidavits. I got an arrest warrant for you. You don't want to come along peacefully? Boom! No, you're going to come along. And you're coming into court and you're going to face 7 of your peers. I mean, 12 of your peers in a Article 7 jury trial. And when that jury finds you guilty of usurpation against the Bill of Rights, against the people, under color of law, under color of authority, you're going to be hung by the neck until dead, dead, dead. President Trump would do well to heed the words of President Jefferson and abandon the unconstitutional idea of what unconstitutional? Don't mix words. It's not unconstitutional. It's a straight up violation of the people and the people's authority. It's telling the people you don't have no authority. And now, like I said, that this is the only peaceful means. Is through the procedures and the common law jury for us to assert our authority on this government. And that's through the writ. I keep talking about the writ. That was how we were to say, I'm ordering you to obey the law. And that's what the writ is. That's what the writ of mandamus is. I'm ordering you, public servant, to obey the law, to obey the Bill of Rights. And then if you get to that point, which they've dismantled our true system of self-government that we can't even reach the point to where we can issue mandamus, but we can. I mean, we are at that point, as somebody was talking earlier on the site, that we have to do this orderly. Well, the orderly thing to do is to issue mandamus and say, step down. You are not a legitimate government. Every one of you, step down, or we're going to have to make war on you and kill you. Because that's where we're at. They do not recognize your Bill of Rights. They do not recognize your authority. They do not recognize your right to be left alone. They do not recognize your right to be free and the freedom, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. They don't recognize any of it. Let's go on with it. Trump administration will allow nursing homes to strip residents of legal rights. Now, but man, he's here to save us. Remember, he was coming up there. He's one of us. He's going to save us. He's a billionaire. He wants to be your slave master. He wants to be able to walk among the peasantry. And if he wants one of your daughters, or maybe one of your sons, just take him up to the big house and have his way with them. And you stay down there because you're nothing but property. You have no right. This is from Consumerist, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The Trump administration has proposed revising a rule. See, this is what happens when you let them get the notion, or you accept the notion that they can define your rights and that they can limit those rights. And you know, it's like the legislation they put forth. We're going to give you the right to carry a gun concealed as long as you register with the government. And we're going to give you that right. No, you give me nothing. My right to carry a gun is absolute. It's written in the second article to my People's Bill of Rights, and it says absolutely cannot be infringed. But then we accept these laws. Well, that law's okay, 1968 Gun Control Act. A complete violation of the second article. But, we argue these things, and they're going to make a little legislation here to kind of rectify this blatant infringement, this treachery being perpetrated on you. So Trump administration has proposed revising a rule because they made the rule, see? And if they can make the rule, they can revise it. Let's see what he wants to revise. Revise a rule that hasn't even gone into effect yet, with the goal of making sure that nursing home residents and their loved ones cannot sue these long-term care facilities in the event that something horrible happens. And we know what's been happening in those rest homes. The abuse of old people, our old people. I mean, the things we've caught them doing. But I mean, their corporation, their industry, you see, and they're above us. We cannot sue them. Because I mean, even if you want to file a suit, all they have to do is have their judge say, no, that's it, just no, because we granted you a privilege, and we're taking that privilege away, and that's why they want to call your rights privileges. So if it's a privilege, somebody granted, who granted? Well, it must have been that powerful government. No, the ninth article says they never could grant anything. We granted them a tiny little bit of power. That they have, and they have they've just went clear off the reservation. They have completely violated their contract. They are a rogue foreign occupation into our country. Amid concerns about the treatment of patients at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, a growing number of the companies that operate these businesses have begun including forced arbitration clauses in their residents' contracts. Now you say, well, that's a private thing. They could do it. No, they can't. You cannot in this country. The ninth article says there can be no authority within the boundaries of the United States that removes rights. By anybody. Nobody can come up with it. Didn't even think about it. You can write it down on a piece of paper and sign it. It cannot be. It is a violation of the law. These clauses, I mean, what they're telling you, you're going to write in a contract that even if we abuse people, if they catch us starving your old people to death, well, you can't sue us because, well, we're industry and we're the elite, we're the aristocracy, and you're just the peasantry, and you have no standing in our court. This is how far it has gone, people. Amid concerns about the treatment of patients at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, a growing number of companies that operate those businesses have begun including arbitration clauses. That's removing your right in place. We're going to write down a little procedure here. It's just our corporate policy. You remember what we talked about, Roman civil law? We were guaranteed common law, the common law. They've replaced it with Roman civil law. Common law is public law for private purposes. Roman civil law is private policy being enforced as public law. And that's exactly what this is. And it usurps the Constitution. It usurps the Bill of Rights. They have surrendered all authority. We're just sitting here on our behinds watching ourselves be destroyed when we have every authority and every right to take these bastards down now.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I read that article earlier, too, about the nursing homes, and I experienced that probably 8-9 years back ago. My grandmother, she had a hip replacement, and then she fell out of the wheelchair, and they covered it up, and she finally ended up dying, but so I turned around to sue that nursing home, and I really had to push it more than the freaking shit lawyers did. But what they did is they ripped out like 3 pages of the nursing notes to where that was all gone. There was no record of it. And that's all I could keep saying is, how come there's 3 pages? Well, anyway, the nursing home did finally end up settling with the family. But now, there are so much abuse going on in those places. I wouldn't wish that upon my dang worst enemy to be put in one of them places. I mean, really. And I had just got to where I could transfer her to a good facility and a better one that was close to our family home. And then she ended up passing away. She had just got accepted. But, yeah, I mean, they're dirty. I mean, they would steal her belongings and... They're dirty.
These are Trump's comrades. These are his people. Not to be confused with ours.
Shocking.
And well, it's
that now. I mean, they, and you know what too is like with my grandmother. You know, all she lived on until she got sick was, of course, her Social Security. Well, when you go in those nursing homes, they take every bit. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter whether, say, your Social Security check is $1,200 a month or $600 a month. They take it all, and they give you back then, they gave her, and this is across the board, $30 a month for your toiletries to live on, and they took every bit of the rest.
You betcha, and I mean, it's plain to see what this is. These clauses take away the patient's constitutional right to a day in court and shunt all legal disputes into private, often confidential arbitration. That is Roman civil law. It is a direct violation of the contract with them. We are guaranteed a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, and we are guaranteed the common law by our own hand in our Bill of Rights. There is no other kind of law for us.
Okay, so with this article you're bringing up, and I read it, and they said, you know, the patients, you know, sign this contract. Well, okay, so is it also at the same time, because that's kind of what confused me, is it saying that I can't go back and sue this nursing home facility for killing my grandmother?
Well, you could go and you could file the paperwork, you see. You could file the paperwork, file it perfect and have all the facts there, affidavits attached, and you hand it to them, and then they'll take it to one of their admiralty judges. And he will dismiss it because of this clause in this contract that removed your right to sue.
And so not only did they remove the elderly person, which odds are a lot of the, like my grandmother, I mean, there was nothing. She had to go into a nursing home. There was, you know, she lived in, I mean, she just had to, or else move into a family. And I wanted her, but no one stood by me on that one. But so what I'm saying is the majority of these, a lot of these people, like my grandmother was sick and she has already, she had dementia. How can she even under what they're saying, she does not even have the mental capacity to sign something like that?
Well, if she's mentally incompetent, then somebody else would have to sign it. They go on into this and they talk about the fact that the organizations and Trump backing it 100% that are removing your seventh article right. You're right. I mean, your rights putting you under a different form of law. I mean, this is treason that they're taking Medicare dollars and Medicaid services. They're taking your money and using it to inflict tyranny on your fellow people. And I mean, that was one thing. It used to be with the federal regs that, I mean, no matter what you did, if you got federal dollars, you couldn't violate nobody's rights. Go ahead.
You know, Henry, what's horrible about all that, they won't let you leave that facility. I mean, if that person, if the son or the daughter wasn't there and that elderly person wanted to get up and go, they wouldn't let him because they signed that contract. It's getting worse and worse every year. Now they won't even let you leave. They want that money, you know.
Well,
leave, you don't get the money.
It comes down to
what you're saying too, Henry, is not only do they take those patients' Social Security to live there in this nursing home, I see what you're saying. You're right, because they also are getting their health benefits through Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. When they're not stealing it, it's being taken.
The fraud is in that part of it.
They're taking the money from the people working by gunpoint, and they're using that money to remove people's bills of rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they're doing. That is treason. There can't be a higher treason. And they're telling you, right? Oh, it's the corporations doing it. Well, how in the heck is this, you know, happening? It must be, it cannot be the government it's supposed to be. They're not under any control, are they? There is no law. This is what I'm saying about the seventh article being completely removed. That's your only avenue to a peaceful solution. And they're telling you right here, it's gone. So what you got left is the second article. You got your guns. And as far as them harming anybody, you know, I mean, if I wanted, if it was I'm not in that position anymore. But if I had been in that position, I mean, my parent would be with me, and there'd be no argument about it. I mean, you either stand your ground where the situation meets you, or you just surrender everything.
And as you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and especially with this coming out like that.
Well,
I mean, used to be, now, like I say, this happened to me, you know, 8-9 years ago, but maybe even longer. But, I mean, I wanted my grandmother with me, and everybody was like, no, it's going to be too much of a burden. You can't, which I did have a young child, but I was willing, you know what I'm saying. But I think nowadays, my gosh, anybody that puts their people in one of those homes, I mean, I am testimony. My mother died in one, my grandmother died in one of those homes, you know, because of their neglect. And that's ended up, I got the lawsuit for neglect.
Yeah, but you know, the bottom line here is what we have to realize is they're now telling us. I mean, with this article, you know, about Trump, the last one, it's saying that this is absolutely, he's, you know, the Trump story. We're going to be the Constitution, remember? The Constitution, now he is using a power he does not possess. This is dictatorial powers to remove, absolutely remove what he knows is a right under the People's Bill of Rights from the people. I don't know what it's going to take for people to wake up and say, you know, we got one choice here. We're not going to paper our way out of it. This proves it right here. You're not going to have access to any court. Your paper doesn't matter. Wipe your behind on it. That's what your paper's worth. Now, either you're going to submit to this, you're going to go, just like it was back in the colonies, they call them corporate there at 1776, they were aristocrats. When you meet one of these people on the street, you better avert your eyes, because he could have you beaten in the public square. You go, oh yeah, well, I'll file a suit against him. Well, his judge would just dismiss it. You have no rights. Got it? Either we fight, I'm telling you people, this is going to only get worse and worse and worse. You know, this whole thing with this Trump thing, you know, coming down the pike here, it's every day it's getting worse. And you see, and every day something like this, else like this comes out, where he's putting in place the aristocracy. And it's not even going to be an American aristocracy. It's going to be an international aristocracy. You're going to bow. If you meet that Chinaman who you stand 2 feet over on the sidewalk, you better avert your eyes and walk around him, because you're just a lowly plebe. You are coolie. You better drop down and kowtow. Don't think you have any kind of rights in this country, because you don't, and you won't again until you do what they did back in 1775. Take your guns out and start shooting them. Period. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3
hey.
Eastern. Yeah, go ahead real quick.
Give them a chance, man. Give them a chance.
You betcha. Give them a chance.
Stop.
Gave him a chance, and now he's coming right after your seventh article right in your face with that phony hairdo of his phony rug on his head, laughing in your face, going behind. He's eating caviar and sucking champagne as he's laughing at you for falling for this crap.